Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here with you. Law Office of Stephen Z. Vondran, licensed practice law, California and Arizona. Coming to you today, talking about the California Administrative Procedures Act. Basically, this act, and this is not going to be a full legal hour today due to the holidays, but we are going to talk very briefly about the California Administrative Procedures Act. Basically, when a California DRE licensed broker or salesperson faces an administrative hearing involving their license, for example, a hearing to determine whether the broker's license should be suspended or revoked, the California Administrative Procedures Act applies. For example, say you have a California real estate broker who was charged with committing any of a number of different types of violations of the real estate law or the DRE commissioner regulations. For example, commingling trust fund accounts, not putting advance fees in a trust account, collecting advance fees for loan modifications in violation of SB 94, failure to apply for branch office licenses, failure to license an unlicensed DBA, using an unlicensed DBA, failure to supervise the activities of others, fraud, negligence. There are a number of things. Excuse the software for the glitch. There are a number of things that could trigger an audit that eventually leads to an investigation of a DRE licensed California broker or salesperson. If you have any of these violations and the DRE files an accusation, and if you can't get that accusation resolved, if you can't get it settled, then you are looking at facing an administrative hearing in front of an administrative law judge in one of the several different offices that they have up and down the state of California. So these are the types of things, and when you get into that setting, then the Administrative Hearing Act is going to apply. The Administrative Procedures Act is going to apply, and it sets forth some different rules on how you need to file a notice of defense. Typically, after an accusation is filed, want to file a notice of defense, request a hearing, and engage in discovery. You do have a right to discovery under the Administrative Procedures Act. So those are things that you're going to need to keep in mind if you're facing a hearing, is the right to discovery, right to request discovery, copy all the documents that the DRE has in its possession. So essentially everything they have, you have. You have a right to request a deposition, to take a deposition of another party. And you can also use affidavits in a hearing, basically declarations made under oath for the purposes of proving something at issue in the complaint. So you have affidavits. You can subpoena requiring the attendance of witnesses. Those are rights under the Administrative Procedures Act. Those are some of the main discovery provisions, but there's also basically you have rights to, if you're in a hearing, file a motion for continuance and see if you can get the case continued. Have the cause, there has to be grounds, and the judge has to go for it, as always. In my experience has been it's tough to get these at times, so when you have a hearing, you need to think about that. Any motion for continuance, you need to file it pretty quickly. This is generally speaking, general legal information, to make sure that you don't blow it and basically waive your right to request continuance. You want to get a timely request for continuance in there. In regards to the Administrative Procedure Act and the evidence at the accusation, typically you're looking at a more informal setting than you would under, let's say, in a superior court or in a federal court, where strict rules of evidence are going to apply, either California rules of evidence, federal rules of evidence. In a hearing on an accusation, it's more liberal. Hearsay evidence can potentially be used. And, you know, the standards are going to be a little more relaxed in an administrative proceeding. So it gives you a chance to state your case the best you can, raise all your defenses, and do all that in the administrative hearing. So bear that in mind, that the and in a lot of cases, that's how an arbitration usually proceeds, a little more as to informal as to what constitutes evidence, how you get evidence in, what can be considered, what should be inadmissible, those kinds of things. So, in other words, you have a right, a licensee has a vested right in their license, and you have a right to due process, and as part of that in these administrative hearings, you're going to get a pretty good opportunity to present your case. They have a form of judicial notice, which is called official notice. You think that are, you know, that are basically can't be, you know, sincerely refuted are basically things that can be used, and you can ask the judge to take official notice of certain matters, okay? So there's a code section for that. And that's kind of the basics of the Administrative Procedure Act. Again, I'm glossing over this in very short fashion just to give you a flavor of what it is. Basically, how these hearings go is at the end of the hearing, the administrative law judge, if they're sitting and hearing the case, they will make a recommendation, a proposed decision, and they will send that up to the Department of Real Estate Commissioner. The commissioner has the ability to accept or reject or modify that decision, and they have to do so within 100 days. And they're basically, so at the end of the day, the commissioner is going to have the last say on what happens to your license. So that's just a short nugget. There's lots more things to look at if you're facing a hearing. If you are facing a hearing, you may want to consider whether you need a DRE hearing lawyer to represent you, someone that can review the evidence, present your case in the best light, seek to negotiate a settlement without a hearing. These are some of the things that we can do at the Law Office of Steve Vondran, and this is an advertisement and communication in that regard. If you have questions, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case, about the Administrative Procedures Act, how it may apply in your case, and generally get a better compass on which way you might want to go in your case, contact us. We can be reached at 877-276-5084. Once again, that's 877-276-5084. Again, this is general legal information on the California Administrative Procedures Act and how some of the general provisions that are at play when you're facing a DRE licensing hearing. So thank you for listening. Sorry to cut this one short, but it's Turkey Day weekend, and Attorney Steve is on the road to go and get some tasty turkey and some stupendous stuffing and some outrageous olives, probably in that order. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. We'll have more great stuff for you coming up. We encourage you to keep listening to the Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here, licensed practice law in California and Arizona. We only see clients in these two states, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the future. Whatever, man. Yeah, it's just wonderful. I love looking like a total dickwad. What's the fucking point anymore? Went off again, middle of nowhere. I said, great, all this is being recorded, too. Yeah, it's fucking fantastic.